Okay, this is an Angela Smith, A-N-G-L-A Smith, born 5862. Angela is a 63-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease. She also suffers from hypertension, mixed hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, constipation, and sarcoid joints, period. In the paragraph, she has severe pain in her right foot, right ankle. She has a 2-3+ edema. She requires pain medication on a regular basis, period. She states that she's also having some mouth pain related to a toothache and would like to have some antibiotics. This will be communicated with our DON, with a DON as well, period. Her LMAC is 28 centimeter. She's awake, in pain, suffers, also has a history of neuropathy. Her KPS score is at 30%, has dropped down to 30%, and continues with shortness of breath. She has a walker, which she doesn't use because when she does use it, she gets very short of breath. She's staying in bed 12 hours per day. She's eating less. She just doesn't feel like eating. She's demonstrating symptoms of cardiac cachexia. Her O2, her blood pressure today was 128 over 80. O2 side 95% on room air. Pulse is 62, period. Because of her weakness, her shortness of breath and debility and severe pain in the legs, she does wear a diaper and she requires help of her caretaker to help her change her diaper. She's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient also has undiagnosed sleep apnea, which I believe causing her right-sided heart failure as well as lower extremity edema. Period. Okay, thank you.